Hello everyone, my name is Linda and my poster here presents the 5 functional brain networks in working memory. Many fMRI investigations of working memory tasks have been conducted previously across various sites and scanners. If we can create a set of bold signals detectable in the task, it would allow us to merge these task data, which would allow us to better learn about the cognitive processes underlying the task. Thus, we aim to find the set of functional networks that reliably show up across these data sets and test it on a new set of data. Based on results of previous studies, we expected 5 functional brain networks to emerge, which we refer to as the Working Memory Big 5. Our study included 38 participants who completed a novel version of the Sternberg Working Memory task. The task diagram is shown in Figure 1. To better separate out networks involving internal and behavioral processes, we used a merge technique. Constraint component analysis for fMRI was used to identify functional brain networks elicited by the task timings and conditions. We did not limit the networks to an assumed shape hemodynamic response model, predefined regions, or network masks. Dimensional analyses replaced one-to-one network-to-voxel correspondences, and the bold fluctuations related to task timing were analyzed. 7 networks were extracted from the analysis. The extracted networks matched the hypothesis working memory Big 5, which were response, focus on visual features, initiation, maintaining internal attention, and default mode network. The details of their activation and deactivation patterns, as well as network locations, are highlighted in Figures 2 and 3. Our findings illustrate replicability of identified functional networks across samples of individuals completing various versions of the Sternberg working memory task. We were able to retrieve the hypothesized working memory Big 5 networks, though these networks are also found in other tasks. The fact that bold fMRI can reveal a consistent set of brain networks for diverse behaviors has general implications for fMRI research extending far beyond working memory.